Here's another chapter in the global Me Too story. It starts with a complaint about a soccer training camp for Afghanistan's national women's team held last February in Jordan. Along with the women players, there were two men at the event. They were representatives of Afghanistan's Football Federation. Khalida Popal had reservations about them. She's the former captain of the women's team, and she had organized the training session. She thought it would be better to have female reps with the team, and it turns out her reservations seem to have been well-founded. Popal says the two officials sexually and verbally harassed players at the camp. Later, she learned the misconduct extended to the highest level of the Afghan Football Federation.
Every time we were asking Football Federation to not send men who has nothing to do with women's football as a representative or delegation of Afghanistan Football Federation. Because sometimes those men are kind of like, instead of supporting or helping the team, it's disturbing the team.
Disturbing the team in what way? I mean, specifically what happened in the camp?
Harassment, yeah. The first thing that I have heard and also witnessed, that man who was representative of Afghanistan Football Federation by the name of an assistant coach who came to our training camp, he was verbally harassing some of our players, as sexually harassing our players. And as a responsible person, as a team and director, I tried to talk with him to tell him that this is not acceptable. And I warned him, but he didn't take that serious. And the second thing I have witnessed myself was seeing one of those men going to one of the players' room where he was drunk. And then he was sexually abusing the player by touching her body, where player was scared and she didn't want him to touch her.
Yeah, I mean, the form of sexual harassment I read was pretty insidious, like getting on the player's roster in exchange for sex. Can you verify that?
It happened. It happened so many times. I mean, I have been part of the Afghanistan women's national team from very beginning, because I am one of the players who made the history by playing in the first national team of Afghanistan.
Right.
It has actually happened so many times. Unfortunately, these harassments continued in the training camp, and I reported about it to the federation. But unfortunately, the president of Afghanistan Football Federation, who is dealing directly with all sort of the problems, Karamuddin Karim, to report something, because there is, like, nothing works if the president doesn't want to or give permission. So all the power is coming from the president of Football Federation.
I mean, Karim, we should say, has denied all of the allegations, and he accused the victims of making up stories so that they can get asylum. I mean, how do you feel about that kind of reaction?
Unfortunately, I feel so bad about it, because it is 5 years. For example, for myself, it has been almost like 7 years that I'm in Denmark. I have my life. I have my family here. It doesn't make sense what he is claiming. And we have enough of evidence that this man has been sexually abusing the girls.
The international soccer body, FIFA, is also investigating. What is FIFA saying?
They have already taken a serious step. They announced the suspension of the president of Football Federation for now. But I am really hoping that FIFA investigates and ban these, not only the president of Football Federation, but also those men who are being part of this.
How worried were you about speaking up about this?
Because of the culture norms and culture barriers, it's taboo. It looks bad that someone, especially women, will talk about these topics. And talking about this was not easy for me, because the amount of pressure and hate, the insults that I've received, it has been really, really depressing.
Yeah. Well, but, Khalida, I mean, you spoke earlier about the time you've been out of Afghanistan in Denmark. I mean, what was your personal experience playing soccer when you were in Afghanistan?
It was not easy to actually play on the pitch. As a woman, it was so difficult to perform without thinking about your body, about how to cover your body, that people will not look so much into your body.
Mm. What should happen with these investigations?
I am hoping that FIFA and the government take serious action and put these guys in jail, so the women of the country believe in the system. The families believe that there is a system that they think of protection of the players. because women already are facing a lot of challenges, not only in Afghanistan, around the world. When they come to the pitch should be a place that provides them safety and a safe environment that they can play the beautiful game.
Well, Khalida, thank you very much for speaking with us. Khalida Popal, the former captain of Afghanistan's national women's soccer team. She's been speaking with us about charges of sexual and physical harassment alleged by several women's soccer players in Afghanistan. Khalida Popal, really appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
We reached out to the Afghan Football Federation for a response to Popal's claims. We have not yet heard back from them.